Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by because my great friend Prince Bertie the Frog wants to tell me a Halloween story. Bertie loves Halloween stories because they are about spooks and witches and skeletons that talk and all sorts of things that make you want to go, ooh. But Tim the Tadpole says they're all a bit scary. So I said, don't worry, Tim. You're not the only tadpole who is afraid of Halloween. Did you know that even some witches are frightened of it? That's what this story is about. It's called The Witch Who Was Frightened of Halloween. Once upon a time, there was a girl called Katie. Katie was 7, and she lived in a nice house with her mum and a dog called Muffin. And it was all quite normal, really, except for one thing. They were witches. Well, except for Muffin, who was a D-witch, which is a dog who casts spells. Anyway, being a witch wasn't so bad. Mum would just twitch her nose and all the cleaning would get done. Dad would wave his stick and the lawn would cut itself. Muffin would click his paws and a few dog treats would tumble out of the sky. They'd even taught Katie some magic. She knew how to make her homework do itself, and her room got tidy just by twitching her ear. But there was just one thing Katie really didn't like. Halloween. Once a year, when the leaves were falling off the trees and the nights were getting longer, all the children in her school and along her street would get terribly excited about Halloween. They made costumes of horrible-looking witches, with long pointy noses and spots and nasty black hats and broomsticks. And Katie said in school, "Witches aren't like that really. My mum looks quite nice." And all the other girls fell about laughing. "Katie thinks she's a witch," they laughed. "She's ugly and horrible, just like a witch." And when Katie went home that day, she was really upset. She cried and cried and cried. And when her mum asked her what the matter was, she said, "Everyone hates witches, and they especially hate them at Halloween." And her mum tried to explain that although some people didn't like witches, it was also quite useful sometimes, like when the washing up got done all by itself. "I don't ever want to have anything to do with witchcraft again," said Katie angrily. But on Halloween night, all the girls from her school were organising a trick-or-treat tour of the street. And Katie didn't want to go, because she decided she didn't want to have anything to do with witchcraft. Never, never, never! But her mum said she had to. Because a witch can hardly stay in on Halloween. And she whispered something in Katie's ear. Do you know what it was? Well, I'll tell you in a minute. Anyway, Katie went to join the other girls, and some of them started laughing at her. "Katie doesn't have to dress up because she's already a witch," they laughed. And Katie felt cross and embarrassed, and she decided to say nothing. At the first house, they got loads of sherbet lemons. At the second, a jumbo pack of sweeties. At the third, loads and loads of crisps. And at the fourth, a giant packet of chocolate biscuits. But at the fifth house, there lived a man called Mr. Bones. And Mr. Bones didn't like children. He certainly didn't see why he should give them any treats.
"Buzz off, you stupid kids," he said when they knocked at the door.
"Trick or treat! Trick or treat!" cried the girls.
Yes, well, I think I'll take the trick, if it's all the same to you, said Mr. Bones,
and a horrible smile creased up his face.
Because you're just a bunch of stupid little girls, and you don't scare me.
But one of us is a real witch, said Amelia, the biggest of the girls.
Yes, yes, Katie's a real witch, they all cried.
And Mr. Bones just laughed and laughed.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, he said.
Go on, Katie, said Amelia. Let's see if you really are a witch.
And so Katie stepped forwards.
You don't look scary to me, said Mr. Bones. You're just a stupid little girl.
But Katie remembered what her mum had whispered in her ear. Do you know what it was? A special spell. So right then, Katie recited the magic words. And she wriggled her ear. And all the girls gasped in amazement. Because suddenly, Mr. Bones wasn't Mr. Bones anymore. He was a little brown, fluffy hamster inside a cage, running around and around on a wheel. All the girls laughed and laughed. Katie leaned into the cage.
Is it fun being a hamster?
The little creature squeaked and shook its head. And Katie spun the wheel so that it had to run faster and faster. And then she recited the magic words and Mr. Bones was turned back into a man again.
I'll get you some treats, girls,
he said very quickly and nervously. And he came back with tons of chocolate bars, fizzy drinks, biscuits, and even a new Barbie DVD for each girl.
Please come back again next year, girls, he said. I'll have even better stuff for you.
And he went back inside, looking very nervous. And as they went down the rest of the street, everyone had heard that there was a real witch out trick-or-treating that night. So they all gave the girls even more sweets and biscuits than usual, and even some toys. And Katie was the most popular girl in her class.
You know, maybe it's not so bad being a witch after all, she said when she got home. And I think I'm going to enjoy Halloween from now on.
And that was the story, Nori, of the witch who was scared of Halloween.
Now, that wasn't too frightening, was it? Even Tim the Tadpole liked it,
and he is very easily scared. I hope you all enjoyed it too. Don't forget, there are even more stories at storynori.com. So drop by again soon and listen to one. Until next time, from me, Natasha. Bye-bye.